Welcome to the Change Your World Virtual Summit, brought to you today by the Public Speakers Association. I'm so excited to introduce to you the fabulous Miss Trina Jackson. Trina, why don't you take it from here?
Yes, my name is Trina Jackson, and today I will be speaking about lack of women in leadership and what can be done about it. As you can see, women have come a long way since basically the 20th century. Now it's the 21st century, and we have women like Ursula Burns, who's the CEO of Xerox. We have women like Rosalind Brewer, who's the CEO of Sam's Club. And we have Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, who's running for the Democrat presidential nominee for next year's election. So those are three examples of fine women in powerful leadership positions. But the sad reality is there's still not enough women in leadership, and there has to be significant changes about it. But what I'm going to be speaking about, again, is lack of women in leadership and what can be done about it. There are not enough women leaders, and the topic of my speech is to research and paint an objective picture of women's presentation in leadership and measure the gap between social belief and the social reality around gender and leadership. And then there are some facts about women in leadership. According to Professor Boris Rosberry, professor of business administration at Harvard, the lack of leadership among women is due to the fact that there are not enough qualified women to pick from. And on the other hand, another reason is that networks tend to be male-oriented. A lot of females have a lot more experience than males do, according to this professor. Well, it seems to me that the women are qualified, but they're not being picked. Why are they not being picked to be leaders? Is it because we still have an issue with women in charge? Or we want to make this a man's world, or we just don't have enough women in networking that do networking with each other to become leaders. As was stated, there's a lot of male-oriented networks. So a lot of times when you go to networks that are male-oriented, they're going to have a tendency of picking more men than women. But the reality fact is, they do have women networks. Why are the women not getting picked in these networks? And also, according to the Center for Philanthropy and Fundraising, 59% of respondents working at nonprofits with at least $25 million in assets said their organizations would be more effective at advancing their mission if they would include more women on the board. So basically, it just seems like it's lack of women not getting picked. And they're choosing males to run the boards and become leaders. If they feel that the women would be effective in their companies, they should hire more women. That would generate more revenue for the corporations and give women a chance to become effective leaders in their corporation. Also, women have outnumbered men on college campuses since 1998, but women have not moved up in powerful positions. For example, equity law partners, medical schools, and corporate executive officers, women only lead 10% to 20% of men in those positions. So, what is really going on? Are we saying that they still want women to work like regular jobs as far as secretaries, but when it comes to powerful positions, they still don't want to hire women in powerful positions, but yet the women outnumber the men in colleges? I think this number has to be changed. This has to be stopped. This has to be changed, because if there's more women in college, they need to pick more women in these corporate positions if they're qualified for it. Because, unfortunately, as you see, if the women outnumber the men, then that means they have no choice but to have to hire more women in corporate positions because women have the degrees. So this number has to be changed in order for you to see more women being effective in these type of positions. Also, there are still stereotypes of women today about positions of leadership. Some people feel that the stereotypes are often women do not belong in high positions. They belong in regular jobs, so for example, being secretaries. They're not qualified to be leaders because they don't really have the drive and ambition as the men to be effective leaders. But also, if, like I said before, if more women would be picked and choose to be leaders, we could see more women being effective in these corporations. Instead of just making general assumptions and stereotypes about women, give women the opportunity to move up in the corporate sector with more mentors. And that's another thing that women lack, why they can't get these powerful positions in corporations, because they lack mentors, sponsors, and opportunities. A lot of times, like I said earlier, it's a male-oriented world, and the mentors and the sponsors, they're just not there for a lot of women. So women don't really get the opportunities to get the training and the experiences as men to become effective leaders. So when you're in a male-dominated world or dominant society, the men still tend to get the opportunity to be more effective. The mentors and the training is there for the men, but not for the women. So now we have a lot of women that are not also being in leadership because lack of mentors, lack of training. Are women capable of doing the work that is required to take to the top? Some say they do not have the desire to be at the top, and there are structural impediments preventing women from reaching the top. They do believe that women will collaborate in the workforce, but when it comes to certain decisions, they're indecisive or detrimental and have a superficial appearance and lack of ambition. They'll also say that women lack ambition when it comes to getting to the top in leadership positions. They don't want to work as hard or push as hard as the men. You have to remember also, we live in a male-oriented society. Men are taught to be leaders and more effective, to strive and have drive and to do whatever it takes to get to the top. In case with a lot of women, women are taught to be more passive, more compassionate. So maybe if more women would strive with more ambition and have a tough-headed sense of ambition by them, we'll probably see more women in leaders, in leadership positions. But the real question is, are we ready for women in powerful positions? I think in most cases, my personal opinion is that women that do get into a powerful position means more liberation for women. And that just means that the stigma of it's a man's world will no longer be a man's world. It will allow more women to be effective. I think the reason why a lot of these positions are shut out to a lot of women is because, like I said earlier, if more women get hired in leadership positions, that means liberation for women. That means women are no longer subjected to the holds and the bars that are placed among women. Women will be free to be powerful and make powerful decisions in corporations. And one tool for women to get liberation is education. And as you can see, a lot of women are going to school, getting education, going to college. Some women getting master's degrees and PhDs, and going to school for business so they can be effective leaders and own their own businesses and take charge of their destiny. But what are we really afraid of? Are we afraid that the more women we have in leadership, the less men will be in powerful positions, and it will no longer be a man's world. It'll be more women taking charge. Maybe it's time for a change. Maybe it is time for women to be more effective and have say in certain powerful positions. Maybe if we had more women in leadership, there would be a lot of changes, a lot of effectiveness, a lot of revenue going to these corporations. But as long as we continue to have women shut out of a lot of these powerful positions, then there will be no voice or no real recognition for women to reach to the top. And so what it says is that women are just so limited to what is being given to them. But now we live in a time where women don't want to be limited anymore. Women want to raise the bar and take charge. As you can see, there are a lot of qualified women, but the opportunities are not there, and the opportunities need to be there for the women to be more effective. Now, me personally, if women were given more of a chance and they would hire women more, we could see more women being more effective. That would be more positive role models for other women who have thought about becoming a leader. They could be more of a leader. And that's more of a role model for young girls who thought about working in corporate America and having powerful positions. And they can also see themselves in powerful positions if they see more women in powerful positions. But the door has to be open. The bar is there. Women are setting straight stands and doing their thing. But if there's no door that's being opened for them, what are women supposed to do? A lot of women are pushing and pushing and pushing themselves into the corporate ladder. It seems like a daily struggle for women because they have to battle their gender. So we have a very sad gender battle that we're fighting. It seems like you could go to school as a woman, get the education, but then when it comes to mentorship and training and opportunity, there's still a big wall. And according to a survey, they said the equality of men and women in the workforce as far as leadership won't be equal till 2085. Now, me personally, I think that's kind of sad, and that's like 70 years from now. We cannot afford to wait another 70 years to see changes of women. We have to do something effectively now. There needs to be more programs and more mentorship so women can take advantage of these training opportunities so they can be more effective. Now, for example, if Hillary Clinton becomes president, she will go down in history as the first woman president. Now, we have Hillary Clinton as president. That would be an effective change and a factor to say that women can do this. Now, once Hillary becomes president, that's if she becomes president, she officially will open the door for more women to become president, to become a president of the United States. So what is the question? Are we afraid that if women get in powerful positions, women can do a better job than men and make a more effective change? Are we scared that the powerful, the more women are, the less likely we need men in powerful positions and men to lose their title as a men's oriented world and you'll see more women just being leaders? Are just men and women afraid of women being in power? Are we afraid that if we lose women to effective leadership, what would happen to the standard way of thinking of women? So women will no longer be subjected just to running a household or just being on a mediocre position at work. It'll be a more effective change saying that women can do anything if they put their mind to it. But what will it take for more women to step up and become leaders? Will we have more women fighting? Are we going to have more women in education pushing for more women to become leaders? Are we going to have more women becoming activists, women advocates for more women in leadership? Maybe that's one thing we need, more women being active and more women being voices for leadership. There are voices already, but we need more voices out there to say, look, this has got to stop. We're more than qualified to do the job, and we need to get hired for these positions. Are we afraid that if women become leaders, they will lose their sense of femininity and act more like men in these positions? Are we afraid that women become powerful, just stop being women automatically and be more like a man? And we don't want to see that. But like I said, there should be more activism and more voices out there for women to be known to be leaders. We can't afford to be passive anymore. We can't afford to let this issue take over and run over us anymore. We have to live in it. We live in a time where women are going to have to stand up and push harder and keep on fighting till we become equal to men in leadership. We as women do not want to compete with men. We as women do not want to be better than men. We as women just want to be given an equal opportunity to be in the workforce, to be leaders such as men that are leaders. So that's all women are saying. Women are basically saying, give us opportunity. We can do the job if once given an opportunity. But like I said, the price we have to pay as women is that we have to keep on pushing and we have to keep on going forward. So, and the stereotypes of women just need to be broken. We must quit thinking that women cannot be leaders, that women are qualified, and women lack the ambition. Of course, there's women that are qualified, and there are women with a lot of drive and ambition. But just give the women a chance to prove themselves they can be in these top powerful positions. Like I mentioned earlier with the example of Ursula Burns, Rosalind Bloor, and Hillary Clinton. But we need more examples. And, of course, women have come a long way. We see more women in positions. We see more women starting businesses. We see more women in education. But it's still a male-oriented world, and we must still break through the walls of the male-oriented world so our voices can be heard. And also, there have been proven statistics about Silicon Valley not having enough women on the board. So that comes to show you that some of these corporations have a long way to go as far as hiring women in some of these corporations. So we have very few CEOs that women are the head of these companies. But slowly and surely, some of them are coming up. And some of these corporations have a long way to go as far as putting women on their board. But there has to be changes, and our voices have to be heard. And we have to make sure our voices are heard when it comes to women in powerful positions. So what are we going to do as women? Are we going to sit here and just keep on being passive and silent? Are we going to keep on fighting? And I believe the answer is we must keep on fighting. Because if we don't keep fighting, it's just going to be the same. It comes a time where women are probably just going to have to get together with other women and just mentor each other, train each other. If there's a women and mentor groups among women, women might have to get into those organizations where they can learn to mentor each other. If the male organizations are shutting them out, we must find women organizations that will shut us, put us in, and we must mentor each other. So that's one step. Another thing is we must get in politics, too, so we can change some of these laws, change some of these laws about women in education, women in leadership. If we get more women in politics, we can change a lot of things. So that way the laws will be made to where gender equality, to where we can become leaders. If something happens where we put in for an application, put in for a position, and we don't get it and we feel that we are being discriminated against because we're women, there's something that can be done about it. But we have to have more laws to where women can be, will be able to get these positions, and women can be protected, more laws to where we can be protected from being discriminated against certain positions of leadership. So that would be a great idea, more women in politics. Yes, we do have women in politics, but we would get more women in politics to change these laws. Maybe we can have a balance of equal pay, because women still get paid less than men on the job. So we get more women changing these laws, we can have equal pay among women. So that's one way looking at things, get more women in politics. Another thing, too, is basically we have to just change our mindset and feel that we can be leaders and just keep striving and keep pushing for leadership with the women. If, like I said earlier, if we don't push, if we don't strive, we'll just keep on getting passed over. We just have to keep on having our voices heard and being seen as effective, not taking any more things lying down. If we have to just push harder than a man to get into these leadership roles, then that's what we're going to have to do. But we're going to keep on pushing and being more effective till our voices are heard. There has to be a change, and the changes start now. We can't wait till 2085, which is like 70 years from now, for women to be equal to men in leadership. We must have equality now. And if there's no equality now, it'll probably be another 70 years for equality. Who has another 70 years to wait? We have women that are going to school, getting education, that do want to be effective leaders. So the time is now to get these women, to train them, to get them proper mentorship, to be the future generations of leaders to come. The male-oriented world must change. We have to remember we live in the 21st century. Women are moving up, and we can no longer have a man's world and just a male-dominant world. We have to live in a world of equality where men and women both can work together. Men and women both can have their voices heard. Men and women both can be seen leaders. The imbalance has got to stop. The injustice has to stop. And it stops right now. And there has to be a change. This is the 21st century, as I said. And the time for equality among women is now. We can't no longer wait. We need our voices heard. We need challenges in the workforce. We need to be more effective in corporations. The world needs to see that we can do things. We can be leaders. And if we become more leaders, we can teach more women and men to be effective leaders. And if we become more leaders, we can have more men see that we can be leaders, and the mindset of a lot of men can change as well. But our voices have to be heard, and they have to be heard now. Remember, equality for women in leadership really means liberation. Are we ready for women to be liberated? Are we still scared for women to be liberated in the workforce and in leadership? We must make the change now to be effective. Thank you.